Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is St. John chapter 8, verse 36. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The Reformation was about freedom. Some would assert that the nature of that freedom is freedom of individual conscience. After all, at Worms, didn't Luther say something about conscience and its role? And then you can line yourself up on either side of the argument. Yes, it was about the freedom of individual conscience. Luther was against the tyranny of the church, the tyranny of the state, and asserted the right of each individual to chart his own course. Or you can line up on the other side, which asserts that's precisely what's wrong with the Reformation. All this individualism, no room for the community, no concern for society. But is that really the freedom that the Reformation was all about? Some would assert that the freedom of the Reformation was about the dignity and the worth of man. The Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the United States are directly attributable to that kind of freedom. Again, is that what the Reformation's freedom was all about? Others would assert that the freedom of the Reformation was about the freedom of the individual to chart his own course. He was finally free from the shackles of church and state and rules of God and rules of man. He was free to do his own thing. He was free to be, you've heard it, be all that you can be, with or without the army. That's what it was all about. Man starting his own destiny and being free. And again, is that the freedom that the Reformation was all about? But quite obviously, those are to be rejected. But they're not just a kind of homiletical ploy, a little game that's played, stand up the straw man, knock down the straw man, see how good we are. But it's an attempt to clear out some of the clutter so that as today we celebrate the Reformation and appropriate again to ourselves our heritage as heirs of the Reformation, we understand very clearly the nature of the freedom that is ours because of the Reformation. It is a freedom of the gospel. Yes, even a freedom in the gospel, rightly understood. It is the freedom that comes from Jesus Christ. It is that freedom, not from political tyranny, not from economic woe, not from social disestablishment, but a freedom grounded in Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. It is to claim for ourselves the words of our Lord. Because Christ has made us free, we are free indeed. But obviously the opposite of freedom is slavery and bondage. And the perverse nature of man is such that we have grave difficulty understanding the full dimension of what that slavery means. The people our Lord confronted in the text had that problem, a problem accompanied by a massive lapse of memory. We are Abraham's children and have never been in bondage to any man. Egypt? Babylon? And whose soldiers were stationed all around their land? You say, poor benighted people, why couldn't they see? And here we sit. Bondage? We are Luther's children and we have never been in bondage to anyone. Oh no? I think the strongest paragraph to get rid of such illusions is paragraph 6
Article 2, solid declaration, formula of concord. Too big for a bumper sticker, but it's better than the ones that are out there. We believe that in spiritual and divine things, the intellect, heart, and will of unregenerated man cannot, by any native or natural powers in any way, understand, believe, accept, imagine, will, begin, accomplish, do, affect, or cooperate. But that man is entirely and completely dead and corrupted as far as anything good is concerned. Accordingly, we believe that after the fall and prior to his conversion, not a spark of spiritual powers has remained or exists in man by which he could make himself ready for the grace of God or to accept the proffered grace, nor that he has any capacity for grace by and for himself, or can apply himself to it, or prepare himself for it, or help, do, affect, or cooperate toward his conversion by his own powers, either altogether, or halfway, or in the tiniest, or the slightest degree of himself as coming from himself, but is a slave to sin. John 8:34. The captive of the devil who drives him. Hence, according to its perverse disposition and nature, the natural free will is mighty and active only in the direction of that which is displeasing and contrary to God. Too bad it can be a little clearer in the point they were making. But do you get it? We are in bondage, slavery, and we need deliverance, not teaching, not programs. We need freedom. Because Christ has set us free, we are free indeed. And to free us, the Holy Son of God took upon himself our slavery and our bondage, our sin and our guilt. He bore it all in his body to the tree, and there was abandoned by his friends and by his Father as he bore our guilt. Our freedom is anchored to his death and to his resurrection, by which he burst the bands of hell and broke the back of Satan's power over us. In him we are free. Free because we were washed in the waters of holy baptism. Free because we have been raised with Christ by baptism to newness of life. Free because we have the forgiveness of sin, and whether that is life and salvation. Free because we have this word in which we continue to be free. Free because he feeds us with his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, so that we might be strengthened in our freedom, faith, and for a free life. We are free indeed. We are freed from the tyranny of the law, freed from the terrors of our sins. When our sins assail us, when Satan and his minions would disturb us, we can say, "Be gone, your power is stopped, you're done in, get lost." When doubt and difficulty assail us, we have an answer in the freedom that is ours in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, when all hell rattles its thunder at us, you and I know one little word can save. And when death comes, Satan's trump card, you and I know that not even death can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, because by his death he has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life. Because of Jesus Christ, we are free indeed. Free not from the law, but now free finally to live in the law. Free to live responsibly to one another. Free to serve, because we are content in our freedom to be slave of all. Yes, free even to know that in his service there is
perfect freedom. Our Lord Christ has set us free, and we are free indeed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.